This program is part of the Ulagal Radio Network. Ulagal Radio, going beyond the pew, proclaiming truth, and encouraging the brethren. The church is not a denomination. Thank you for joining me today here on Exhortations.
I need the every hour, most gracious Lord. Don't ever voice like God can be so
full. The church is not a denomination. The church, as we see in the Bible, is a divine institution, and God is the author of that divine institution. We see in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2 that it is an institution that is God's, that is, it belongs to God. We see that the church also is called the body of Christ in Colossians chapter 1 verses 18 and 24. We see the church is also referred to as the house of God. It's also referred to as God's temple in 1 Corinthians 3:16, God's dwelling place, Ephesians 2:19 through 22. And so we see that the church belongs to God. It is His. He is the author of it. Christ is its Savior. That is to say, He is the Savior of the church, the head, the builder. Ephesians 5:23 tells us that Christ is a Savior of the body, that He is the head of the church, which is the body, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. Christ died for the church, as we find in Ephesians chapter 5:22 through 32. And Christ tells us in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 that He will build His church, one church, singular. We notice also that some certain characteristics concerning the church. First, that is its glorious head, which is Christ. Christ has all authority, as we find in Matthew 28, verses 18 and following. He is the head over all things to the church, Ephesians 1:22 and 23. We also have several glorious names given to the church, all referencing the church. These are not denominational names, but names that refer to Christ, and refer to Christ's church, that is, the church that belongs to Christ. We find in Romans 16, verse 16, the church of Christ. 1 Timothy 3, verse 15, the church of God. In Ephesians 1:23, the body of Christ. In Acts 11, verse 26, we have Christians or disciples. Now, we know that there are some denominations who wear the name the Church of God or the Disciples of Christ, but we can recognize fairly quickly that they are not the Church of the Bible by the practices that they do and the things in which they teach and believe. And so it's more than just a name, but we do find in the Bible that the Church does have a specific name. We also find some prophecies concerning the Church and how we see it is not a denomination. As you go and look at denominations, you will find that they have a beginning that begins with man. You also find that they have a beginning that's within the last several hundred years. Whereas with the church that belongs to Christ, it goes back to Acts chapter 2. And so we find prophecies concerning the church in Daniel chapter 2, Isaiah chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, and also in Acts chapter 2 we find the fulfillment of those things. We know the Church of Christ is not a denomination because of the way it teaches how one enters the church. Those in the denominational world teach how to enter the church according to their denominational creeds or following their traditions. But you'll notice, what does the Bible say concerning how someone enters the church? Well, first, they hear the gospel, Romans 10, verses 14 through 17. They then believe in Christ, John 8 and verse 24. They then repent and are converted. It is to say they have a change of mind, a change of attitude, Acts 3 and verse 19. They confess that Christ is the Son of God, Matthew 10, 32 and 33. And then they are baptized into Christ, Galatians 3, 26 and 27. And so a person enters the church using these steps and only these steps. And we see that when we follow the Bible, we'll see that the Church of Christ is not a denomination.